Hi, everyone. My name is Ganesh Srinivasan. I'm a program manager in the Azure networking team. I'm really excited to be here to talk to you all about ExpressRoute. ExpressRoute is one of our key features that enables connectivity between your on-premises networks and the Microsoft Cloud. And the good part is you don't have to go through the internet to connect to the Microsoft network. So I've got a lot of topics to cover today. It's going to be a pretty in-depth session. So we're going to be talking about what ExpressRoute is. We're going to be talking about all the new announcements that we've made this week. And I'm then going to be talking about some detailed concepts that you have to be aware of when you especially have to plan to connect your networks to Microsoft through ExpressRoute. Without any further ado, let's get started with ExpressRoute. ExpressRoute is a service that basically enables you to connect to the Microsoft network without having to go through the internet. This means you're going to get predictable performance. You're going to get enterprise-grade resiliency, which means there's no single points of failure between your network and Microsoft. And the best part is that you get to basically connect to the Microsoft Cloud, just like how you have connectivity between your branch offices. You can pick from one of our large set of ecosystem partners who can enable connectivity between your network and Microsoft. We're going to be talking about a lot of cool new announcements in terms of the services that you can use to connect between Microsoft and your networks. So before we do that, let's now look at the various services that ways you can connect to Microsoft. So there are different modes of connectivity that you can have between your infrastructure and Microsoft. Let's take the case where you're a large organization where you have a kind of an edge facility located in a co-location facility. I'm going to pick Equinix as an example. Let's say you have an edge facility co-located with Equinix. You can actually pair with the Microsoft network at that edge facility through their cloud exchange. We support a whole bunch of exchanges, and you can connect through them to the Microsoft Cloud. Another possible case is if you're actually using an Ethernet provider, a metro Ethernet provider, or an Ethernet provider, you know, names like Level 3 and Colt come to my mind. You could use providers such as those to essentially extend an Ethernet connection between your data centers or one of your key offices to the Microsoft Cloud. Yet another way, which is probably the preferred way to connect to the Microsoft Cloud when you have a large number of branch offices, would be to rely on a WAN provider, the likes of an AT&T or a British Telecom or a Telstra or a Tata come into mind in this category. You would be able to use any one of these providers to basically extend your WAN network into Microsoft. What this means is you're actually making the Microsoft Cloud another branch office within your corporate network. So accessing services in Azure or Office 365, which we're going to talk about in the next few minutes, is just like accessing any other server that's in your data center or in any other branch office. Before we get deep into the technical aspects, I just wanted to cover the various announcements that we would be making today. We're going to be announcing new billing models and a whole set of billing meters that basically enable you to choose how you want to be billed for the service. We're already also introducing two new bandwidths, the 2 Mbps and 5 Mbps options, to essentially give you a wide range of bandwidth options to connect between your network and Microsoft. We are announcing the general availability of Office 365 services over ExpressRoute. This means you could set this private connectivity up between your network and Microsoft and consume a whole bunch of Office 365 services such as Exchange Online, SharePoint Online, and even Skype for Business. We're also excited to announce the availability of the preview of connectivity to CRM Online. Just the way you would connect to a service like Exchange Online, you could use the same technology and the same configurations to connect to CRM Online as well. As part of the launch, we are supporting 6 connectivity providers, you know, the likes of British Telecom, Equinix, Tata, Telecity, and Verizon are ready to support connectivity between any of the your network and Microsoft through any of the edge facilities. We're also really happy to announce that ExpressRoute is now available as part of the government cloud program. So you could use AT&T, Equinix, Level 3, or Verizon to connect your facility into the Microsoft government cloud. We've been talking about role-based access control and several key features, templatization, and so on, that have been supported through the Azure Resource Manager. Now, ExpressRoute is part of the Azure Resource Manager. You would be able to use ARM templates, PowerShell commandlets, and other means of deploying services to actually deploy Express Route as part of the package. This is big in the sense that it now allows you to have role-based access control and restrict access to services using the ARM templates and RBAC model that's supported with ARM. We are also happy to announce the availability of several new partners. We have CoreSite, Comcast, China Telecom Global, EU Networks, IAX, Megaport, MTN, and SoftBank, to name a few, who started launching their services with Express Route. We are also starting to build an ecosystem of system integrators. You can check out the azure.com website to get the list of the latest set of partners and system integrators who are working with us in enabling Express Route for you. I wanted to start off by talking to you about the billing model changes and the billing model. If you're looking at Express Route for the very first time, I'm going to give you a quick overview of how billing works. Historically, we've classified our service providers as network service providers and exchange providers. Now, this means we tied the billing model to the provider type. Network service providers had an unlimited billing model, and the exchange providers had a pay-as-you-go model. This caused a lot of confusion. In an attempt to eliminate that confusion, we are unifying our billing models, and we are giving you the power to pick the Express Route billing model that you want to choose. So at the time of creating an Express Route connection, you have the option of either creating an unlimited data circuit or a pay-as-you-go circuit. We refer to that as the metered data circuit. And you have a large set of bandwidth options. You can start from 50 megabits per second and go all the way to 10 megabits per second. You can see that with this wide range of bandwidth options, you can pick and choose the connectivity model, the billing model, and the bandwidth that you need to basically consume services that are in Azure and Office 365. You can connect to all our services through multiple providers all over the world in a whole bunch of locations. We are in about 28 locations worldwide with about 25 partners, and the list keeps growing on a day-to-day basis. I'd encourage you to go to the azure.com website and look up the Express Route locations to get the latest list of locations, service providers, and SI partners, as I mentioned before. Now that we've talked about what Express Route is, I'm going to get into a little bit of details on how to set up Express Route, what it has to offer, and how you can play with routing to essentially enable connectivity to various services that we offer in the Microsoft Cloud. Express Route essentially is a logical pipe or a logical connection between your WAN or your corporate environment and the Microsoft Cloud. And when I say Microsoft Cloud, I'm referring to Azure Cloud Services, Office 365, and CRM Online today. Now, connecting to these clouds and running services means some of these services have different kinds of security profiles and different kinds of characteristics. You can, for example, think about extending an on-premises infrastructure into Microsoft and treating Microsoft as your data center where you run your line of business applications. If you choose to do that, you would extend the core network into Microsoft and you would be using private IP addresses. That's what we refer to as the Azure Private Peering. It's a natural extension of your core network. So it's a fully trusted domain. You bring your address space into Microsoft, you create a virtual network, and you run services within them. Now, on the other hand, in Azure, we do support quite a few services that are hosted on a public IP, and we do have Office 365 services that are also hosted on public IP. Connectivity to those services that are hosted on public IP typically goes through an extranet or a demilitarized zone within your network. You can connect to services such as Azure Storage, Backup, Azure Site Recovery, Media Services, and Websites using the Azure Public Peering. Now, in this connectivity mechanism, you can always initiate connectivity from your premises to the Microsoft Cloud service, but it's not going to be the case where Microsoft initiates a connectivity into your network. We now go to talk about all the services that are available outside of Azure. We classify them as services that are available through the Microsoft peering. You'd be able to connect to the Office 365 services, namely Exchange Online, SharePoint Online, and Skype for Business. In addition to that, we are also happy to announce the preview of CRM Online. So you would be able to use the same peering, which is the Microsoft peering, to connect Office 360 to connect to CRM Online as well through Express Route. Now, we've classified them as three separate peerings because they do have different security characteristics. As I mentioned, Azure Private Peering enables bidirectional connectivity between your core network and your virtual networks in Azure. Azure Public is more of a unidirectional connection between your network and services hosted on public IPs in Azure. And the Microsoft Peering enables bidirectional connectivity between your on-premises network and services that are hosted on Office 365 and CRM Online. Now, with Office 365, you do have bidirectional connectivity to cover scenarios such as Exchange mailbox replication or running Office 365 services in pure hybrid mode. I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking a little bit about what is it that you can consume through the Microsoft Peering and what are the prerequisites to enable connectivity to through ExpressRoute. Now, at a high level, we now make it possible for you to treat the Microsoft Cloud, including Office 365 and CRM Online, just another branch office. So the way you are historically used to consuming your mails from your mail server that were located in your data center, the feel is very similar to that when it comes to connecting to, let's say, Exchange Online through Office 365. Now, for you to be able to do that, you obviously have to have a subscription to these services, be it Office 365 services or CRM Online. Now, in addition to that, connectivity is always established through Azure ExpressRoute. To make that happen, you would need to have an ExpressRoute subscription. You'd have to also have a relationship with a connectivity provider who's going to enable this connectivity between your premises and the Microsoft network. Providers can offer to manage routing and NATing and certain amounts of configuration within the network for you as a managed service, or you can choose to manage them on your own. I'll go through the details that are essential for you to be able to configure the networks on your own. And service providers offering you managed services typically tend to do the same configurations and make sure that your networks are ready to connect to the Microsoft Cloud. Now, finally, before I get into the details, I just wanted to talk about the services that you could consume through ExpressRoute. In addition to the Azure services, you'll now be able to connect to Exchange Online Protection, SharePoint Online, OneDrive for Business, Office 365 Video, Delve, Skype for Business along with Enterprise Voice, Office Online, Power BI and Project Online, and finally CRM Online in a preview. Though we announced preview for CRM Online today, our plan is to offer general availability of this service as soon as possible. So look for us to announce general availability for this service before the end of the calendar year. Now let's get into the details. I first want to start talking to you about IP address requirements and specifically requirements around routing. We will then talk about requirements around NATing or network address translation and finally talk about QoS. Now, when you set up ExpressRoute connections, you are essentially establishing a layer 3 or a routing relationship between your network and the Microsoft network. Service providers such as AT&T or most MPLS providers or IP VPN providers tend to offer managed services. So the details I'm going through right now are typically taken care of for you by the service provider. If you're using a layer 2 provider, which could either be at a colo facility or a provider who just offers a layer 2 extension or an Ethernet connection between your network and Microsoft, you would have to set up and manage all these aspects of routing, NAT, and QoS. As I said earlier, we have three routing domains, Azure Private, Azure Public, and Microsoft. Now, each of these peerings have different characteristics as they tend to connect to your networks at different places. Now, to start off, there's a general rule that applies to all peerings. We do support only public IPv. We do only support IPv4 addresses today, be it public or private. And we do support 2 and 4 byte AS numbers. We are planning on adding IPv6. You'll see announcements around that pretty soon. But for the time being, let's focus on IPv4 addresses. For the Azure Private Peering, we consider this as a natural extension of your core network into Microsoft. So we do expect you to send your entire route table to Microsoft. We accept about 4,000 routes as a default, and with the ExpressRoute Premium add-on, we allow you to advertise up to 10,000 routes to us. So your entire route table, if it is smaller than 10,000 routes, can be advertised to us. You can advertise default routes, which means the internet doesn't exist, and we send all traffic back to you. That's outside the scope of Microsoft. That's also possible. And you can aggregate routes to basically fit under these restrictions. You also allow both private and public IP addresses to this peering. and you can use private AS numbers to peer with Microsoft. Now, on the other hand, with public peering and the Azure Microsoft peering, you basically have to stick to public IP addresses. We expect traffic coming into Microsoft to be only from public IP addresses, which means if you're connecting from any machine on your network, you would have to take care of NATing the traffic before it comes into Microsoft. Again, since we're talking about public IP addresses, we have to ensure that you own the public IP addresses and that it's basically assigned to you through a routing at a routing registry, and it's registered to you in a routing registry. So we do lookups on a routing registry to validate that the IP address is actually owned by you and the AS number is also owned by you. We'd encourage you to look at the Azure.com website for ExpressRoute to get more details on routing requirements. You can look at the prerequisites page to get more information on what are all our specific requirements and the IRRs and RIRs we've registered with to basically do the validations. Since we talked about the requirement of having only public IP addresses to connect to Microsoft, we do require you to perform network address translation or NATing on the traffic that comes from your network into Microsoft. We do require you to NAT traffic from all your private IPs to a public IP that's owned by you, that's registered to you in an RIR that you advertise to us through BGP. And we would then be able to route traffic back to you through that same link. Now, in cases where you have Office 365 involved in hybrid mode, be it for authentication for ADFS or be it for connectivity to Exchange on-prem for basically mailbox migrations or any other scenarios where you choose to run Office 365 in hybrid mode, we will have bidirectional connectivity. And our definition of bidirectional connectivity is that Microsoft can initiate connectivity into your network. We do require endpoints to which we establish connectivity to be registered in DNS, and those to be valid public IP addresses that are registered to you. We will validate against routing registries to make sure that those IPs are actually owned by you before we enable connectivity between your network and Microsoft. Now, you would also have to be aware of the fact that since we are setting this connectivity up through a provider, the provider may be able to offer either NATing or certain other characteristics to you as a value-added service. We encourage you to talk to your connectivity provider to get more details on that. We talked about the various sets of services. Now, one other service that we are supporting through ExpressRoute is Skype. So you could choose to connect to Skype for Business over ExpressRoute. Now, when you do so, you want to make sure that you're going to be having voice, video, and interactive traffic all going through the same connection. And in addition to these traffic patterns, you also have Azure traffic and traffic to other Office 365 services sharing the same link. So quality of services is really essential to make sure that voice and video get treated preferentially in your network and in the Microsoft network. So we do have certain strict QoS requirements. We do require you to ensure that packets are marked with the right DivServ values before they enter the Microsoft network. We also have to ensure that voice packets are tagged with the EF marking, and we published the detailed list of markings that we expect you to send in Azure.com, so we encourage you to look at our documentation to get further information on that. I'm now going to move to talk about certain routing characteristics and what you can accomplish by essentially connecting your network to the Microsoft cloud. The first thing is, of course, the fact that all the Microsoft data centers in a geo are connected to one another. They all share the flat Microsoft network, which is one of the largest networks in the world. So you can have connectivity between all Microsoft regions, I'd say Azure regions, but since we support services beyond Azure, all Microsoft services go into these super data centers that are distributed across the continent. And since they are all connected to one another, by connecting to Microsoft through one location, you could actually connect to any region of choice. So let's take the example of where a branch office, let's say in Los Angeles, wanted to connect to an Azure service in US West. You could set up an ExpressRoute circuit in Silicon Valley through one of your favorite providers and connect to services in US West. While doing so, you can also consume services in other regions, namely US East or North or Central and so on. And you could have multiple branch offices across your country if you use an any-to-any IP VPN provider, connect to all the regions deployed within your network. Now take the case where a customer who's located in, let's say, Boston tries to access the US East data center through the ExpressRoute connection that's been set up in Silicon Valley. The packet's going to traverse the US twice across the US twice. So your latency is going to be pretty poor. To work around this, we would encourage you to think about deploying multiple express route circuits in different geos or different regions. This way, connectivity between, let's say, the branch office in Boston and the US East data center goes through your connectivity point in New York rather than have to go through the Silicon Valley peering location. So these are simple route optimizations you can play with to get optimal performance. Now with Express Route Premium, we basically enable connectivity across the whole world, which means you could connect to any public Azure region from anywhere else in the world. Let's say you were based in Amsterdam and you had an express route circuit in Amsterdam and you wanted to basically copy over data into Singapore, you would be able to do that using Express Route with the Express Route Premium add-on. So you can enable global connectivity and route traffic across geos. When you do this for Office 365, I'd encourage you to still think about putting one Express Route endpoint in every geo to ensure that you have reachability to all services and you have optimal performance and performance predictability when it comes to enterprise voice. Now, since we do offer an any-to-any connection, you could pretty much reach any endpoint, any Microsoft endpoint within our network, it's important to know what tricks you have in the trade to pick certain paths over the other, favor certain paths over the other, and vice versa. Express Route by default, every Express Route circuit offers redundant connectivity in every location. So if you picked, let's say, Silicon Valley, you always set up connectivity in pairs. So you do have a pair of routers connecting between your infrastructure and Microsoft. Let's say you wanted to set up traffic in active passive configuration or favor one path over the other. You can do that in both directions. So for connectivity between your network and the Microsoft cloud, you can actually favor one path over the other by changing the BGP local preference. By setting a higher BGP local preference, you favor one path over the other. So you could do that between two routers in a particular express route connection, or do that to a particular location compared to all other locations. So you could have a primary express route connection between your network and Microsoft and use yet another region as a complete backup. Now, while BGP local preference works on connectivity between your network and Microsoft, it's not true about for the return path. In order to influence the return path, you would actually favor one path by not associating an extra value in the AS path. So if you actually prepend the AS path of a particular prefix with an extra AS number, it will have a longer AS path from a routing perspective, which means that will be less favorable. So traffic between Microsoft and your network will favor the shortest path that's established between the two networks. So these are simple standard BGP techniques that have been used extensively in the WAN by a lot of people so far. You can apply the same concepts to basically connect and pick and choose connectivity between your network and Microsoft. We also mentioned the fact that you can have multiple express route circuits in multiple geos. And if you have connectivity through express route, we advertise all prefixes across all regions in that geo, which means you could have suboptimal routing characteristics in your network. And one way to work around this is that we've actually tagged prefixes that we advertise to you with community values. These community values help with two things. First is they identify the region where that public IP is hosted. And the second tag, specifically for the Microsoft peering, identifies the service to which this prefix belongs to. So if you're a customer who wants to only consume Exchange Online through Express Route and not care about the other services, you can filter on the community value, which is 12076:5010, and only let that prefix propagate through your network. This will enable you to consume only Exchange Online through Express Route and filter out the rest. The same way, if you want to assign specific route metrics and favor one path for a specific site and so on, you could use the community values for the geo and for the region to specify which prefix gets routed which way. By us giving you these community tags, we let you pick and choose how you want to use them and how you want to interpret them within your network and how you want to manipulate routing within your network. Do check out the Express Route page for config samples on how you can use them within your network. I've been talking quite a bit about a lot of topics, but I want you to take away a few key things from this session. The first thing is that now Express Route has grown beyond Azure. In addition to connecting to Azure services, You can connect to your Office 365 services and CRM online as well. We do basically enable connectivity, you know, between your network and Microsoft. We do expect you to think about security and privacy before you connect your networks. You can run your security within your network or secure the network at the Microsoft Edge. We do have a huge partner ecosystem that you can rely on to basically extend your networks into the Microsoft network. This ecosystem grows on a continuous basis. We started off with 2 partners in 3 locations about 15 months back, and we are at about 25 locations and 28 partners so far, and the list keeps growing. We also have an SI ecosystem who will help you set up and manage ExpressRoute if you're interested in. And again, when you think about connectivity, it's really essential to think about what you're trying to solve and pick the right connectivity solution and the right configurations in place to make sure that your network is truly extended to the Microsoft cloud in a very optimal way. With that, I'd like to point you to quite a few resources that can help you learn quite a bit about ExpressRoute. So the starting point for all details around ExpressRoute and technical documentation, including availability of partners, locations, and samples around router configurations, you can start off with the ExpressRoute documentation page. Office 365 services are also documented on the Office 365 page. It's worth looking at the Office 365 website to get more information on configurations that need to be done on the application side, whereas the ExpressRoute documentation can talks to you about what you need to do from a networking perspective. So putting two together should give you sufficient information on how to set up your network, configure them to connect to the Microsoft cloud, and have them do it in a reliable way. There are also a whole set of other useful technical resources around services that complement ExpressRoute in a very big way. So if you're interested in extending your private network into Microsoft, I'd urge you to look at the virtual network section in our Azure.com page and also look at VPN gateways. You can secure your network using network security groups and run appliances. You'll hear a lot about that in this conference, and I hope you'll listen to the other sessions around those topics as well. So with that, I'd like to thank you for listening to me for the last half hour. I hope you learned something about ExpressRoute. Be sure to check out our documentation in Azure.com in the ExpressRoute page, and do let us know if you have any question. And thank you. Have a great day.